Proclamation number 0808 of 12th of March, 1939. Fellowship on Earth and in the Hereafter for the Salvation of Erring Souls. This is the Creator's will that a community forms on Earth as well as in the beyond, which is willing to serve Him and thus is active in the Lord's will for the salvation of erring souls. Anyone who is of service to Him has the task to devote himself wholeheartedly to the Lord, for only then can he accept the Lord's will, then also act accordingly and be active as a helper in the community of spiritual striving. All demands placed upon him only concern the salvation of the soul. Anyone who is able to eliminate earthly desire and earthly worries will certainly be suitable to administer his office as a mediator of gifts from above. He can receive spiritual goods, absorb them and also pass them on, and will be an industrious worker in the vineyard of the Lord. And the Lord needs many such laborers. The time is pressing. The more you are active, the more threads will be spun from the beyond to earth, and an unbreakable bond will be woven which connects all willing earthly children with the spiritual strength. The bridge is built from earth to the hereafter, on which the earth's children reach the Father unhindered, if they only desire Him. And because this has become indispensable, because people on earth will urgently need the Lord very soon, the spiritual cooperation of the good spiritual power on this side and on the other side is an equally urgent necessity, for otherwise humanity would be at the mercy of the raging of the enemy power without salvation and without help if the same precautions were not taken on the part of the Creator to offer resistance to the evil activity and to build a wall which shall be impregnable to the enemy. Everyone who is spiritually active and willing to enlighten and preach the gospel to people on earth contributes to the building of this wall. As a fighter for Christ, he will defend the wall, he will help to fortify it, and he will try to gain victory over everything that is spiritually hostile to him. And this will increase the power of the multitudes of God's fighters. The more they will unite in order to live solely for the aim of bringing souls to the divine Savior and to wrest them from the opposing power, the greater will be their success. For their power also lies in the unity of God's fighters on earth. They have the divine Lord and Savior Himself as their leader, and He leads them through all dangers to victory. He shapes them according to His will, He gives them strength and power, and thus equipped, success must be certain, for everything that fights for God is based on love. And love must and will always triumph over evil. The violence of hatred will be of no avail against the power of love. And anyone on earth who desires to be accepted into the community of those who faithfully serve the Lord can certainly expect the greatest help from spiritual friends who, with the same love and willingness to serve, endeavor to increase the army of God's fighters on earth and continually offer Him their help. And thus the willing servants will also have much success. All good forces of heaven and earth will work together, and their work will only be aimed at one aim, the winning of erring souls for eternal life. Amen.